WRTX 930, monitor. WRTX 930, mobile and monitoring. WRTX 930, monitoring. WRTX 930, mobile.
WRZ 8544, Sheboygan County Bob, we are monitoring.
Station monitoring, this is WRZX 930. How are you doing this evening?
930, WRZP 544, Bob up there in Sheboygan County. I'm enjoying a quiet evening home. All systems go, sir. How about yourself?
Oh, it's Bob. I've talked to you many times. This is Ken, WRZX 930. Just on my way back home from a little bachelor party excursion this evening. Making my way back up I-75. Enjoying a pleasant evening. Temperature's great. How are you doing?
I'm on the upside of some major nerve spinal surgery there. Got all my staples and stitches removed yesterday, and then another week and a half there I can start some physical therapy. So all systems go. Definitely on the mend. The weather has been beautiful up here as well. 80 and sunny with a nice westerly breeze there. So truly can't complain, Roger.
All right, yeah, copy that. Well, hope that therapy goes according to plan and gets behind you as quick as possible. It's never any fun.
I already had the surgery on the 26th, and I am definitely on the mend, like I said. It went well, so long systems go, no complaints there, brother. Other than that, man, living the dream up here.
WSBF 297, Cleveland, Ohio, anybody in Detroit County?
Yeah, my wife had surgery on her foot a couple of weeks ago. She's still having kind of a rough time, but she's getting better, getting around. Gotta stay on a little scooter to get around for now, but hopefully every day it gets a little bit better. It's a long road. Hopefully it all gets better.
No choice about it. You can't keep a good man down. Well, best for your missus there. Travel safely in Cleveland, Ohio, and calling. So conditions must have changed here this evening. Always a pleasure to have you in my receipt, sir. Be up anytime. WRTC 544, travel safe, and we'll be monitoring. Go ahead there, Cleveland. You have the journal. in Ohio. Go ahead. I haven't heard him. Yeah, I thought I heard him in there. Let me check RTX 930. This is WSDQ 996, standing by. WIZZ 544, Sheboygan County, by. WRZP 544, Bob in Sheboygan County, we are monitoring. R503.
WRC 224 Mobile.
WSAG 266 monitoring.
WSBQ 996, Yalta, this is WRWB 489.
WRPB 448, Kurt, do you copy?
WRPB 448, I read you loud and clear. What is your 20?
I am in the parking lot at my mom's place, and you are loud and clear as well.
Wow, this is awesome. This is what it's all about. Have a safe day. I will be monitoring WRPB 448 clear.
WRPB 448 clear.
WSBB 820, WSBM 300.
WRPB 448, do you copy?
WRPB 448, I read you. Not quite as good as at mom's house, but you're still coming in. Copy, say something again.
Copy that. I'll call you again in a little bit.
Copy that. WRPB 448, clear the air.
Alaska, VRTV 448, do you copy?
WRPV 448, I copy. What's up?
We're in the parking lot of the Secretary of State now, and just thought I'd try again.
Copy that. How do I read?
Loud and clear.
You're a little fuzzy. Is this the Secretary of State in Davidson?
Yes, it is.
I imagine you'll sound better in Mom's parking lot again. That's a little further west, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And probably less power poles, too.
All right. Well, you're sounding good enough. A little fuzzy again on the edge there. Kind of expected it. Getting really good reception, all things considered. I'm pretty happy with it. Over.
Sounds good. I'll try you from the Kroger parking lot later on.
Copy that. I might be on my HT at that point. My reception might be spotty, but go for it. It was working good yesterday. Over.
Okay, copy that. WRPV 448, clear the air.
WRPV 448, base clear.
WRJG-834.
WXBY 676, monitoring challenge. Are you out there, 690? WSBY 676, monitoring challenge.
This is 218 WRUG 488. Copy.
Well, good morning.
Yeah, a little rainy here on and off. Just sprinkles, but not too bad, but kind of cloudy day, over.
Over here, raining too, in Rochester. What are you going to do? Can't get outside and do the work either. I got a little bit of work to do outside. I could have cut the grass yesterday because the lawnmower, the pulley went out. So I tried to do it by my hand. It would not do it. They had compressed where the line goes in. So now I got to take it to the shop.
Yeah, that's not good. That's where I was at yesterday. A buddy of mine, he fixes old riding tractors and stuff. He resells them and that. He does pretty good. Did you hear me out there? I was way out in Tecumseh, Lenawee County yesterday. That's probably pretty scratchy, over.
We're coming in clear, but it got a little bit scratchy, but you were way over there and I can hear you. Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, I was moving. I was driving the whole time, so yeah, it'd be in and out. If I was to stop somewhere with good signal, it'd be okay, but that's quite a ways off, so I was talking from there before, too, during that eclipse back in April. But, yeah, that's where I was at yesterday. I had to go visit my friend out there, over.
But if there comes to you close by, you know?
Well, it's about 25 miles maybe from me, southwest.
And the way like you're going to 94 all the way to Cabela's?
Yeah. Cabela's on 23 south, get off of the M50 and go west several miles and you get there that way. I go the back way though. I go the back way, the country roads, all the way there. So that's what I was on talking to you. I was talking to 448 up there by Holly too, he heard me. But it wasn't doing too bad. I was in the Jeep with that 40-inch dual band antenna, so I was doing okay with that, over.
And then you came out very scratchy at all. You did come out sometime with a lot of scratch. I couldn't see what you were saying. I couldn't hear what you were saying. But you know what? That's all right. Now, what did you use, the DOTB 20G?
No, I had that Redivus, that R87 Redivus, a 40 watt.
Oh, I see. That is a good radio. It was coming clear. Your audio was very clear. Roger.
Copy that. It's got a squelch, adjustable squelch on it. And if I get way out of range, or weak signals, it'll stick on, you know, and I gotta just turn it off and turn it back on again, and it gets stuck. I keep the squelch turned real low, and then you can manage it.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm almost on my destination. Good to talk to you this morning. I will talk to you a little bit later on today. WIUG 48.
Roger that. That'll be a nice day tomorrow. I'll mow tomorrow. WRZX 218. We're standing by.
Is a station out there calling? It's not. WIUG 48 clear. Chris, how you doing?
Cleaning the bathroom. I'm taking a break right now.
Well, that's good. You're taking a break anyhow. Short the break is not bad at all. You got to do that sometime. Roger.
Yeah, 15 years ago I didn't take a break, but I had to sit down on my back first.
I see what you're saying. Well, Chris, I'm at my destination. I would love to talk to you and catch you a little bit later. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack, you have a good day. Talk to you later.
Sure is quiet out here today, WSTW 983.
WSBQ 996 monitoring.
WSAF-413 mobile. WR669.
WRPV-448, heard you copy.
WRPV-448, is that you, Cheryl?
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, we are monitoring.
WRPV 448, standing by and monitoring.
WSCI 392, copy.
Grandpa?
Yeah, this is WSCI 783.
WSCI
392,
WSCI 783, do you copy?
Yeah, I copy. You at your exit yet?
We're about to hit it. Just getting off.
Very good, WSCI 783. I'm clear.
WSCI 392, clear. You know what? In 20, 15 minutes.
WSTI 392, copy. WSTI 392, do you copy? Just turning into the street.
We're almost home.
All right, this is WSTI 783. I'm clear.
WSAV 293, WSBM 993. Jeff, are you around? WSBM 993, clear your monitor.
WRYR 503, listening.
WRPB 448, Kurt, do you copy?
WRPB 448, hey, I copy you, Cheryl. Are you at your mom's still?
Yep, just getting ready to leave here.
How do I sound? Pretty good?
Sounds very good.
You as well. That must be that much more of a difference with you being closer to the repeater. Over.
Copy that. I'll see you in a bit.
Keep your radio on. I will be monitoring from the yard with the handheld. I'm going to go visit Joe. WRPB 448, clear and monitoring.
WRPB 448, clear the air. WRKI 548 HT Bay City, standing by.
Friday afternoon, everyone. On my way home from work. I'll be monitoring WRZP 736.
Have a good weekend.
Afternoon, 736, WRKI 548 on HT in Bay City. Al Mackin coming through on the repeater.
What was that? Were you coming back for 736?
Affirmative. How am I doing on HT here in Bay City?
You're not too bad. I'm on the Detroit repeater. I just got out of work at 15 a mount. I'm picking you up. A little scratch, nothing major.
Okay, yeah, my old territory, 15 and Mound, Sterling Heights. How's the traffic on Mound Road right now? Is it pretty packed?
No, I'm in the window. Usually it's getting bad on between like 13 to 696. I'm going to jump on 696, take that to 96. I live in South Lyon. I'm kind of in that window. It gets bad, but not real bad. But, like, right now, for me to get home is an hour and 14.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, I'm up here in Bay City. I just came down from Houghton Lake, St. Helens area. And I took the old way, the old 76 to 13, and took it to Bay City. And it's medium traffic. I'm sure 75 will be very busy. This afternoon, WRKI 548, back to you.
That's kind of funny. I'm actually headed to Harrison tomorrow morning. I'll be there till Tuesday. I'm having Miller Woodworking and Claire deliver a garage for me. So we got property up in Harrison. I go to Houghton Lake all the time. I'll actually be at Walmart tomorrow picking up some groceries. WRZP 736.
Yeah, it's not too far from the road, next county from Ross Common down there. Used to have my grandma's place right off, but you see I'm trying to get a road there, not too far from Button Lake. I think it's the next road north of town. Arnold Lake, I think it's
that's even funnier. Ours is off of Haskell Lake Road, so yeah, we're probably a stone's throw from each other. If you know where Tamarack Golf Course is on Old 27, that's Haskell Lake Road. We're just past Polk Road, just they pulped the field, the state land right across from us. So we're in between Polk Road and Cornwell on Haskell Lake Road.
Oh, okay. Well, just be safe on that crazy drive. People going over. Any grease to you? Take a safe right. Yeah. By 40. And Bay City.
Will do, will do. You have yourself a fine weekend. I'll go back monitoring WRZP 736. Out.
WSTC 647, this is WRVG 829.
This is WSTC 647, go ahead.
Hey Dad, how you doing today?
Doing just ducky, how about yourself?
I'm okay. Wrapping up my work day here, trying to find a little bit of a bug that I've created in my software, but I'm hoping that things are going to resolve themselves pretty soon here. I kind of got an idea of what's going on, and I just need to sort of figure out where things are falling apart on me here. That's all.
Okay, good to hear. I wonder if anybody else is on the channel right now.
Well, I can guarantee you there are probably dozens and maybe even hundreds of people, but the ones you're talking about, you'd have to ask.
Okay. WSTC 647, Unit 1 to Unit 2. Over.
To know by my lights there. I doubt that one of them are listening.
Yeah, I think they've missed the boat today. It being Friday afternoon, I know Lizzie's pretty busy, and she's been working overtime. So I guess I'm going to let it go at that. You got anything more for me, Jeff?
I'm going to head down and see Joe tonight and wish him a happy birthday. But aside from that, nope, nothing else.
Okay, well, then I'm going to go back to what I was doing. And so I'll say this is WSTC 647 signing out and out.
WRVG 829 monitoring.
WRKI 54 reportable in Bay City monitoring.
WSBY, standing by. WSBY 676, standing by.
WRUG 488.
This is WRK
359. Jack, you buy the 2-8? Robert? No response.
Robert, WIUG-488, go ahead.
You staying cool, Jack?
That's for sure, the air is on. I'm inside, not outside.
Yeah, I was looking at those photographs. Of you holding your radio by those repeaters, on a shelf in a park.
All these repeaters behind me, yeah.
You don't have to tell me exactly, but is that somewhere around town here? Jack, I wanted to be ticked off because of the repeaters knocking off and on. So, all right, just calling to shut up on you. So, all right, talk to you later on. Maybe we wanted to skip a couple in or something. WRFK 359, where's the train with WRG 488? Your final, 10-4.
Robert, thank you for checking on me. And I will check on you too. And you take care, and you have a good day. WRUG 488.
Yeah, I got a birthday coming up in a couple days, I think. The 20th, I'll be pushing 69. After that, it's all downhill. All right, talk to you later.
A bottle of beer.
Bottle of beer.
Dollar.
Yeah, I'm as I call this channel, the old Senior Citizen channel. You know how that goes. All right, talk to you later, Jack.
Robert, WIUG-488.
WSBH 795, quick break for 488.
This is 795, go ahead. This is WIUG 488.
Picking you up loud and clear, Jack, from the Zilwaukee Bridge. I'm on the 575. I don't know which repeater it is. Just to let you know. Nice to hear you loud and clear. Hopefully, on the way back, I'll have the 50 watt that I have in the back seat hooked up, and we'll be able to talk a little bit better. Just want to let you know I heard you loud and clear from the Milwaukee bridge. Mike, WSCH 795 out.
Okay, Mike, you sounded good, but just a couple of crackling, that's all. That's all. But the Zilwaukee Bridge is a long way from here. And you're on 675 there at Zilwaukee Bridge. Over.
Well, I don't know how I'm picking up clear because I know where line is at. The cap is west of it. So I have the 575 repeater channel on my 5-watt, you know, that 5-watt GM21 step valve thing. But you're coming in loud and clear from the bridge, buddy. Just want to let you know.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much. Well, because I'm on that base station with that DB20G and that... that antenna, that is 200-watt antenna out there.
Copy that, my friend, and I will be on my way. Hopefully we'll be able to talk clear when I get that big funky OG, so I'm happy about it. I had some good reviews. Maybe someday I'll pick up another one.
Mike, thanks again. You take care. Because if you're on the Zilwaukee, you might be fade out and maybe, I don't know how many miles, and nobody will hear you because there's no repeater out that way. Anyhow, talk to you a little bit. WIUG 38. Station 380.
Yes, come on, Jack.
How you doing? You sounding good? Roger.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I was listening to you conversing with the guy going over the Milwaukee Bridge. He kind of faded out when he went down the other side.
I did. They haven't put anything there yet, but I don't know, you know, how long it's going to take to put, you know, maybe a dish out there or something like that. Yeah, but it will fade out a little bit. Then it comes right back when you get to Saginaw or Bay City. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. Is he going north on 75?
He was going north, and about 3 hours ago, there was so much traffic on 75 going north, there was only one lane open. I don't know whether it is, maybe there's a construction out that way. That's what I heard on the radio. Roger?
Roger that.
Yeah, well, people travel, so. I'm Nick. You take care, and you have a good day. WIUG 48.
Well, you have a fine day also, Jack. WSDH 380.
380, are you still out there? Station 380, are you still out there?
Yeah, Jack, 380 is still here.
That fire this morning killed two people there by you.
Really? Any report?
Hazel Park about 6 o'clock in the morning.
Well, thanks for the info. I'll have to turn the TV on. I'm back to catch up and find out where it happened.
This morning I was up at 5:30, 6 o'clock. There was a fire in Hazel Park. It killed two people, four guys out there. I don't know what happened out that way.
Yeah, I guess that's a bad way to go. Of course, I don't know the particulars. Maybe smoke inhalation that has been burning.
I thought you heard about it, but I did. Anyhow. I'll talk to you a little bit later. WIEG48.
10-4, Jack, I will research that and what I can find out. WIEG48.
WSAG266, monitoring.
WIWS-53, standing by.
WFDF-772, how you doing?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Heading to a kid's soccer game in Garden City. Just driving down the freeway, picking a throw the radio on.
How's your weather down that way? Just we just drove across town here, and half the town's had rain, and half the town hasn't.
Well, I don't want to jinx it, but the sun's out right now, so I'm just passing through downtown Detroit right now. It's cloudy, but it's, the sun's still poking through. I think we'll have good weather.
It's hot on the flip repeater, and like I say, the sun's shining out here now, but wherever we're at right now, they've got a lot of rain here.
Yeah, I don't think we're supposed to get any more bad weather. I think it's supposed to all be good today, tomorrow. I think Sunday is the only day that we're supposed to get some rain, but that's all right with me.
That's good because I've got a shooting match in Durand on tomorrow and another one in Oscoda on Sunday, so hopefully the weather holds out for us.
Well, good luck to you. Safe travels. I'm just passing through. Figured I'd stop in and say hello. WSDF-772, clear.
Thank you also. WRWS-538, clear.
0 WIUG 48. WIUU 850, WIUG 48.
RUU 850.
Ah, good number. Good evening, 850. WRCY 565. Good to hear your voice.
Yep, just felt like running out for something. I don't feel like cooking because my right hand's almost useless right now.
Are you like in a cast, a brace or anything? Or is, I mean, obviously there's some ramping on it, but, you know.
Just a small waterproof, like, covering over the incision. But, the pain, it's really difficult for me to use the hand right now. A lot of pain. It's uncomfortable. So if I was going to be cooking or something like that, it would just be very problematic. So I'm going to let somebody else cook for me tonight, as I do most of the time anyhow. And I was going to go to a Coney Island. I wanted something from a Coney Island, but the one I go to is closed. So it's like, damn it, so I got to find another now.
Yeah, I do like my Coney's, and, not just Coney Island hot dogs, but, you know, some of these Coney Island restaurants. I moved in here, we had one in the medical building by the hospital, and then we had Plato's, and now they're both gone. So, yeah, I don't even know where there's really any good Coney Islands other than, I mean, I know where they all are in the east side, but around in this neighborhood, I don't know of any at all.
Yeah, I was going to run that one at 14 Mile. What is it, Unique, Coney Island? And, hold on, I got to put the mic down so I can make this turn. Hold on. I got to do the mic with my left hand, and then I can just use my arm to kind of steer. But if I have to do anything over, just kind of keeping the car straight in the lane, I have to let go of the mic and use my left hand. But anyhow, that one at 14 Mile, which is, I think it used to be a national, but they closed it and reopened as Unique Coney Island, and I was just going to go there, because I know it. And like you said, I used to love that one in the bottom of the professional building there. That one was great. I knew the guy, and I used to go in there all the time. Had the best gyros of anywhere. I do like my gyros, and his were particularly good. But, there's one at 12 and Mound, which it's okay, but I'm going to go to the National, I think, at, I think it's 13 in Maine, 13 in Crooks, 13, I don't know. That's the one I'm going to go to. Or is it 12? I can't recall now.
I believe it's at 12 Mile in Maine, and the, one here at the professional building. Yeah, they also delivered, so it was a quick, easy delivery for them there, that thing. So, all right, well, I'll let you go. Hopefully I'll see you in the morning. I'll be up and around. And you take it easy tonight and keep it elevated, and maybe that'll help with some of the pain. But, you know, there's only one Dr. Don, and I'm not it. So, you have a good evening. Do take care. Stay safe. I'll see you in the morning. WRCY 565.
Yep, I need my left hand to steer and navigate here anyhow. So, I will not be making it in the morning. I've got some other obligations on the west side, so we'll be missing tomorrow. I went and saw Dawn this morning when I was all loopy. I told her so. Anyhow, all right. I'm at 13. I got to figure out where the hell I'm going here. Yeah, you're right. 12 Mile. Go figure. WRUU 850.
Okay. Well, I'll get up there somehow by bus. I'll almost probably walk. I don't think it's going to be too humid. and I need to break in my shoes and work off some of this pizza I've eaten this week. So, again, all right, we'll see you in a couple weeks, and, you know, or catch you on the radio or whatever. Just, like I say, take it easy, and we'll catch up with you later. WRCY 565, you have a good evening, have a good weekend. Yepers, have fun, we'll catch you. WRUU 850.
WSAM 853, let's go Detroit Tigers.
WSBJ 510, radio check.
WRAT 651 monitoring.
WRNZ 294 WIUG 48, copy.
WRUZ 488, this is WRWC 783, copy.
I copy you very clear. How you doing? And it's nice sunshine, and about time it's sunshine. It rained this morning like hell. It can't go nowhere until this afternoon. Over.
Oh yeah, beautiful day today. Very, very nice. I'm sitting outside right now.
I'm just talking to you in the car. I had to go get some vegetables and all that, and I just came back. Roger.
Yeah, I'm sitting down outside, actually on the porch, just having some fruit and a little bit of tea and things like that, so kind of relaxing.
Standby for short, I want to see if Michelle out there or not. Station 983, WIUG 48, copy. Go ahead, 783, go ahead.
Yeah, just watering the flowers, you know, things like that. Kind of enjoying the sun.
Then, in a few, maybe an hour or so, the deer are going to come by and eat all those flowers.
Right, Jack, he's here every single day. He woke me up at 5:30 this morning. My camera went off. It was the deer, so I didn't get back to sleep until like 7 this morning. I could not go back to sleep for whatever reason. Yeah, I'm sure he's coming back.
When the sun comes up a little bit, That's when they start moving around, looking for food and drink and all that stuff. That's what happens. That's what a deer does. And when the sun goes down a little bit, you'll see a lot of them too. Roger.
Yeah, I don't mind them at all, but they've actually eaten up my hibiscus, you know, plant, and it's just, I just don't want them to do any more damage because it's getting close to the pool area and things like that, so, you know, but other than that, I don't mind them.
The deer don't mind either. Whatever they go, they go. You cannot tell them no. You gotta go to the right or left. They ain't got no road. They just go.
You're right, Jack. I don't have no GPS on them.
You know, I just want to laugh a little bit because of that. That's all.
Yeah, no navigation either. Anyhow, yes, actually, turned out to be a beautiful, beautiful day. Really enjoyed today. Over.
On that small radio or that big, big radio?
On that small one. With the one with the picture. I'm on that small one, all right. Really coming out clear, huh, on your side?
The rat tail's sounding good, that radio. Anyhow, the other one sounds a little bit better because it's got more wattage. That's why. But this one here sounds really good and clear. And that antenna, the second antenna, that one he got now, it helps out a lot. Roger.
Yeah, for sure. The small one, the small antenna doesn't, I mean, it's not as clear as this one. Remember, we tried it out, and this one seems to work better. But anyhow. How's Eric? How's Sean? I haven't talked to these guys. Are they around, or what's happening?
I know everybody's busy. Everybody working is busy. Roger.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Everybody's busy. Understandable, Jack. Anyhow, let's clear the repeater here, and we'll talk a little bit later.
Yeah, Linda?
Yes, it is. That's on?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've been around just, like Jack says, been kind of busy with other projects and other things and work and whatnot, but usually here listening. I try to say hi to Jack almost every day when I can, but, you know, sometimes I do a lot of my talking when I'm commuting, and so if I take a day off or something like that, I find I don't get near the radio as often. How you been?
I've been good, Sean. It seems like I'm getting more and more animals, different kinds of animals this morning. I don't know how, but I tried to open up the back door, and a whole bunch of carpenter ants. I don't know where they're coming from, and all of a sudden I'm looking in my kitchen, and I see one or two, and I'm like, oh, no. Every day I got some sort of an insect or an animal problem around the house somehow. But other than that, I've been good.
Yeah, you got to watch some carpenter ants. I every once in a while I'll get them, and it's like there's no explanation. And you know, I used to have a black walnut that just hung over my house, and I took down as beautiful as it was. It was a terrible tree for the property, and I took it down. And I've seen I don't think I've seen any carpenter ants since then. So, If you got any big looming trees, it could be something like that. Who knows? But anyhow, I wanted to say hi. Say hi to Jack, too. Jack, how you doing?
Very good, Sean. And I had to do a little bit right around today. One of the lawnmowers, the rope went off. I call it rope. The pulley went off. So I had to take it all the way to Pontiac and get it fixed. And they told me I got to bring it back Tuesday. They busy down there, so I said, no problem. And I'm, you know, a little bit working outside, too. And cleaning up, I have a lot of cucumbers out there. Every day I get about 6 or 7. So what are you going to do? I have some tomatoes, but they're not ripe yet. So are you going to go out there tomorrow morning?
No, I got to take a rain check for tomorrow. I've got some other obligations kind of out west there, Orchard Lake, 14, 15-mile-ish. So got some, meeting some folks out there. So can't make it.
You're not too far away from me. You're
I won't be able to go tomorrow now.
But,
you know,
Roger. My dear, the deer that skips around every single day. You know, the camera went off, so couldn't go back to sleep. Other than that, good talking to you. Haven't talked to Eric or you. It's been a minute, but hopefully, you know, hopefully I can come out and have breakfast with you guys on a Saturday or something. But we'll play a rain check, I guess. Now I'm going to back out of here and let you guys go. And again, nice talking to you, Sean. Jack, we'll talk a little bit later. WRWG7A3.
All right, you guys, I doubled there, but I heard both because you must be on different machines. But anyhow, yeah, one of these days, I mean to do it out your way more often because there's a whole core group of guys out that way that, you know, I like to get together with. Instead of making them always come down this way, you know, head out that way. That's kind of what we're doing tomorrow, but we've got some business to take care of as well. So it's going to be kind of a different core group. And so, all right, you take care. It's good hearing you, and we'll look for you again soon. I'm going to get off, though, because I had some surgery this morning, and I can't use my right hand for anything. So, while I'm using my left hand to key the microphone, I pretty much that's all I can do, and I've got some things I got to tend to here. So, Jack, we'll turn it over to you for a final, and listen out. WRUU850.
Hey, Sean, good to hear from you anyhow. I'll talk to you some other time anyhow. No problem at all. Calling your audio a little bit low. Call on back again.
Hey, Jack, Steve, I don't know if you can hear me. I'm on a handheld trying to hit the Sprint repeater, so this might be a little low. I'm about 20, 25 miles south of it.
Going to repeater, but get a little bit more close to the mic. I know you're on the handheld, which is you're doing good with that handheld anyhow, and it sound good, Roger.
Hey, Jack, how's that? I turned up the mic gain a little bit, see if it's a little bit clearer, a little bit louder for you.
That is 100% better.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I wasn't sure if this handheld was going to make it visiting here. My parents in Michigan from Florida and hooked up the Flint repeater, and we're like, yeah, about 25, maybe 30 miles south of it. And I know these things don't transmit just that far, but glad to hear it's hitting it.
You're about 100% better, like I said, and you're sounding good and you're clear. What kind of radio do you have?
This is a kid radio, what is it, CDH8. Picked up a couple of them. I live down in Florida. My brother lives in South Carolina. We go hiking in South Carolina and dirt biking. So typically out of service where we're at, so figure we'd get some radios to keep in touch with the party that we're with, and then also to be able to call out if there's a situation that we need help.
Was a good radio. I heard about them. They're very good radio. There's a guy had one. He was talking to it all the time on it, and he used to work at the airport, and it's a good radio anyhow. Well, keep using that radio just the way it is, and you're doing good. And I'll talk to you a little bit later. I mean, because I'm in my destination. WIUG 48.
I appreciate it. You have a good weekend. It's been good listening to everyone talk. Next time I'm up in Michigan, I kick off tomorrow, but I'll give a shout out and see if you're out there. And yeah, it spurred me off into getting into radio, so I'm going to probably start studying for a ham license and go from there. But appreciate it. Have a good weekend. WIF 608, that's clear.
No problem. And when you get your ham license, you can talk to me from Florida all the way here.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit, but I think that's wild how far they go. I'm interested to get into it. I keep digging more and more. So, again, hey, appreciate it. I'll let you get to it. Have a good weekend. See you, Jack. WSCF 608.
Okay, you take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG, Brady.
WRP 448, monitoring. Time to play radio. WSDH 380 mobile. WRPB 448. Go ahead, 380. Do you copy?
Yes, copy. Is that Jack?
Negative, this is WRPB 448. My name is Kurt, but I do know who Jack is.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Kurt. My name is Nick. I live over in Hazel Park.
Copy that, Hazel Park. I'm over here by the Holly Recreation Area. I am on the Flint repeater right now. Copy?
Copy that. I believe I'm monitoring the Detroit repeater, so I'm sure they're linked.
I believe they are, and you're coming in loud and clear, sir.
I'm kind of surprised because I'm inside the vehicle and I don't have a magnet mount antenna on it. I'm just running a 771.
Well, that's very good. I recently have gotten on the repeater network and was very surprised to see how my little Boofang with a 771 worked. It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, they recognize the antenna.
Are you close to 696 there in Hazel Park?
Yes, sir. Just south of 696 and west of 75.
Copy that. I used to work at Woodward and 8 Mile for an electrician in that area. I'm familiar with the area. It's been some time, though. Over.
Copy that. It changes day by day. They had shown the news. They had a fire down there. Two babies died in the fire. Mother's daughter. Mother was in her 80s. The daughter was in her 60s.
You were running into some static on that last transmission there. Could barely make out what you were saying. Over.
Copy that, Kurt. Well, I'm going to step out of the vehicle. I've reached home, and I've got to take some groceries in the house, so it was great meeting you. And I'll talk to you later.
Yes, likewise. It was good to make your contact, sir. This is WRPB 448 standing by. Look forward to speaking with you again. Over.
Likewise, WSTH 380.
Station 236. This is WIUG 48. Copy.
Well, you're not WRUU 850. How are you, Jack?
Okay, how about you?
I am here with the living, enjoying a warm night. Are you inside or outside?
What? I just came inside. I was outside and I came inside. A little muggy out there. That's about it. Anyhow, how you doing? We miss our buddy. I do. Very much.
Saying, but I, you know what, I have not talked to you in a long time. Roger. Copy that. I like I said, I've been kind of radioactive about a month. And, the other thing, I've been trying to get some jobs going. Where's the house? At the end of the
day. I know you're on the walkie-talkie, but you're not sounding that's what it is. Anyhow, look, I miss Don. I really do. I know Don a long time ago, and I know him a long time ago, but what can we do? Anyhow, well, I'm glad to hear you. Sean was with us about maybe a half an hour ago. He was on the radio with us, too. I know he may be still there. Roger?
Roger. I don't, you know, I never know. I am on the walkie-talkie, and sometimes I'm good into this repeater where I am, and sometimes I'm not, you know.
You're sounding a lot better right now, Roger.
Okay, I will freeze myself in this position, but... Yeah, I missed Don a lot too, but I just had an APRS question for Sean, but that's fine. I'll catch up sometime. Over.
I would like to talk to you, but I don't know. You never talk on. Never heard you on the radio at all. I mean, I don't mind talking to you. Roger?
Aw, Jack, we've talked a bunch. Don't say that you've never talked to me at all.
But look how long it's been. It's been almost a month.
Well, when was Memorial Day? That's about the time I went radio dark. I just didn't feel like it anymore.
I don't blame you either, you know. You know, sometimes I get pissed off. I don't talk on the radio either. You know, sometimes I do. But what can you do? Roger?
Well, Jack, I will make more effort to be on the radio now that I have a little more manageable life, but we can talk about quantum physics too if you want. Is that something you're into, that quantum physics stuff?
Let me tell you something, Nor, and this is honest. When our buddy was gone, I really got pissed off. I don't feel like talking no more to nobody that I was pissed off.
I hear ya. I was just down, and why bother? And I'm trying to, I just thought I'd drag some. I had kind of a free night, so I thought I'd turn on some radios and see if they were over.
Yeah, it really is just sad. The first 2 weeks, it really was sad. I didn't feel like doing nothing, because I don't know if you know that. I knew Don from the 73s when I was out there. He was working for Annie's Radio. I don't know if he told you that or not, but then on, we had a supermarket, Schoolcraft in Grand River, okay? He was working for, household company. And I know the only company was there in Detroit at that time. That's in 83. Okay? And he was out there. He set up the whole aisle for us. Him and his crew, not by himself. Okay? And he put up everything. And he told them what to bring and everything else. And I don't know if you know that or not, but that's what I'm telling you. That's how long I know Don.
No, Jack, I did not know you knew him that long. I never picked up on that, and I certainly hadn't heard that story. I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem, Nor. Well, good to hear from you anyhow. And keep going. Do what you're going to do. You just keep going forward. That's all we can do. Can't go backwards, but you've got to go frontwards. And you take care, and you have a good evening. And I'll talk to you some other time. Don't forget that. WIUG 48.
Okay, Jack. Sounds good. And I will keep looking you up more regular. I should anyway. You're good to talk to. Good people. So anyway, I will keep forward, and I'll listen out. This is WRMB 236.
WSPM94 monitoring.
Radio check, you're breaking up just a little bit, but coming through clear. WRUX 45.
WSBY 676 690, you out there? WSBY 676 to 690, you out there?
WRUG 488, WRCX 957.
RTX 957, WRUG 488, go ahead.
Check. Seeing what's going on, seeing how you're doing.
Well, I'm doing fine. How about you? I haven't heard you on the radio yet.
Well, I'm on the radio all the time, just not on this one.
Yeah, I know. I know, I have you on the other ones too, but not all the time.
Right, Joe, how's the funny lady doing? She okay too?
You know, every day she says she gets different animals in the backyard.
Coyotes, deer, raccoons, skunk.
You name it, everything. That's what she said.
Joe. All right, I'll be back in a minute. Got to run in the store here.
No problem. She was asking for you anyhow. I said she never heard you on her. Anyhow, I'll talk to her a little bit. WIAG, for it ain't clear.
Hey, Jack. Mac, W8. Or WRTX 957.
WSBB 820, WSBN 300, Steve, John, you're out.
RTX 957, go ahead.
Wait, there's a guy making a call out there.
I'm almost standby. WIAG 48 on the side.
All right, guys, go ahead.
Hi, Joe. Yeah, I'll try to get on the radio a little bit more this weekend, Jack, to give a funny lady a call. So maybe on Zolo too. I've been just really busy. So this weekend's going to be laid back, so.
But you're right, busy, we'll all be. I'm busy, she's busy too, you know. She don't get home till 9:30 at night sometime, you know. Go and look at this house and go look at that house. What are you going to do? That's the living.
Yeah. You have to look at the same people every day like I do.
You're right. You don't look at the same people every day. You're right about that. That is a little bit, you know, that's a little bit different when you look at people every day. Maybe one day he had comb his hair, next day his hair is not combing.
Roger. Yeah. Yep. So, yeah. I'll probably get out here later tonight, too. A couple hours from now, I'll probably get back out here again. See what kind of crazy antics going on. Maybe it'll be another band opening. Maybe it'll be that guy from, Florence, Ohio, or Lorain, Ohio. That's it.
You're right. He might come in tonight. I didn't see him last night, but I talked to Dane last night, 847. He's about 30 miles from Cleveland. The band was open yesterday, too.
Yep. Conditions are right when it's, you know, this type of weather. There's a lot of band openings. Yeah, I'm pulling up in the driveway, so I will be back on here later tonight. Hopefully it'll still be up. So, catch you later, Jack. WRTX 957.
You're heading north tomorrow?
Negative. We're not going up north. Sticking around. So I'll be out here. Catch you later.
Wait, your brother never heard on the radio again. Would he shy to get on the radio?
Nine 5 7 from WRY 565. Are you still on the air, sir? WRCY 565 is clear.
WRNW 329. Copy, WI, UG-488, WINW-329, we're clear, listen. Copy this radio, stop to RSW 329.
Copy 329, loud and clear, WRUX 245.
You know what repeater is a 675? What repeater is a 675? Oh, and port here on that. I got it programmed in. I don't have the names on the frequency, so I'm not sure which computer I'm hitting there. Over. Yeah, give me just 1 second. Again, I didn't copy that last transaction.
All right, yeah, no, I had said just 1 second. Which one are you talking about, the 625 or the 675?
Yes, the 675 is what I'm on now, but not sure what repeater that is. That's Flint, not sure.
Yeah, 675 is either going to be Macomb or Sheboygan. Those are the streets around 675.
Okay, I'm not sure. I'm in Fort Huron, so I guess I'm making a repeater. All right, I appreciate it. It's WINW329. Right back listening.
All right, yeah, it lit up at the Mount Clemens one, so you're on Mount Clemens. WUX-245, standing by.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm on a different radio that I got. I'm not too familiar with these radios, so that's why I was asking that chair. Okay, appreciate it. WRIW-329, we're back there.
Yeah, sure thing, no problem, anytime. And yeah, if you ever want to know yourself, you can go to mi8.systems, that's plural, systems with an S, and then in the upper left-hand corner, you can get the little pull-down menu and click the mi8 Allman, and whichever one you're talking on at the time will actually light up the turn screen for you, the whole list of repeats. WRUX-245,
standing by. Thank you. WRNW-329.
Station 329. WIUG 48. Station 329. You out there? WIUG 48, clear. Station 847. Station 847. WIUG 48. The bed is open again tonight. This is Roger.
Oh yeah, it's way up there. Yeah, Detroit. I'm on the Detroit side of it here. Almost full scale down here. So yeah, it's been kind of interesting today. I was listening around for a while. It's been all over the place. So that's good. Good to hear activity out there. That's for sure, Glenn.
Yeah, good to hear you every day. Roger?
Oh, yeah, I try to listen around. I appreciate you calling out there and saying hello. I just I'd rather listen and talk sometimes, but that's the way it is. But good to hear everybody making some contacts out there, and everybody sounds real good. Sounds like they got their station set up good out there.
Yeah, there ain't no problem at all. Well, you take care, and you have a good evening. I'm back out of here a little bit. I don't know if you're going to listen or not. I'm going to clear out of here for a little bit. Maybe somebody else will use that frequency. WIUG 48.
Hey, okay, Jack. You have a great evening. Have a good weekend coming up, and I'll be listening around. And probably conditions will stay out pretty good. It's going to be a heat wave or so for a while. We'll see. Have a good one. Talk again. WSAI 847. I'll be clear.
WRPV 448 monitoring.
WRVA 982.
WRPV 448 monitoring.
Think of WRVD 448 or something like that. Here's WRVA 982, Mike and Hazel Park.
Yeah, my name's Kurt, just standing by, watching a little bit of YouTube videos, and standing by on the GMR. Good evening.
Hey, good evening. Nice to meet you, Kirk. Yeah, just kind of taking it easy over here, too. Not a whole lot going on. Heard somebody throw a call out, so I figured I'd get back.
Appreciate that. Where are you calling from tonight?
We're over here in Hazel Park, so I'm getting in onto Detroit 625.
Yeah, I'm on the Flint repeater. I'm over here by Mount Holly or the Renaissance Festival, if you're familiar with that area.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the area. I've been since I've been to the Renaissance Festival, but I was just up a few, a month or two ago, 6 weeks ago. I went up to I was going up to the state park over there, Hortonville, between Hortonville and Hadley, that one. And so I got pretty close to you.
Yeah, copy that. I work at that hardware store in Hortonville. I'm also familiar with that state park. It's got some pretty incredible hills for mountain bikers in there. Over.
Yeah, roger, roger. Yeah, well, the reason I was up there was I also have an amateur radio license, and I was doing parks on the air, which is, you go to, either federal level parks and operate from them. So I decided to shoot up there. I had the week of, it was Memorial Day week, and I had that off. Whoops. And, so I decided, to make that one of my stops up there. Which one was it? It was not the Davisburg one, not Holly State Rec. Which one? Yeah, here we go, Hortonville State Rec, up off Hadley Road.
Yeah, copy that. I live literally next door to the Holly State Park, right next to the two lakes, the cabins on it. I overlook it. Copy?
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I have not yet been to the Holly one. This past, when I was up there last, I did the Seven Lakes and found out when I got there that they had blocked the entrance to the park. They were doing some construction, but there was a pull-off on that little road, Fish Lake Road, that you could use that was part of the park as well. So I just set up there, and then I just moved on from there. Then I went over to Hortonville, and I come to find out there's a Metamora Hadley one too, but I didn't go there. At that point I was it was getting late, I was getting hungry, so I just went back home.
Copy that. That Parks on the Air sounds like it would be a lot of fun. There's a YouTuber that does that quite a bit, and beautiful and fun stuff to do. Over.
Yep, that's why I got into it. It's I have a work from home job, and so I'm in my upstairs office on a computer a lot of the time. And I do, I get on the radio, and I'm either in this or I go out to the in this office, or I go out to the detached garage where my other radio stuff is. So I'm always between the two. And after a while, it's like, I gotta change it up. I gotta do something different. So, I have a little bug out bag with a radio in it, lithium iron phosphate, 24 amp hour battery, all the other stuff that's necessary to do this, stuff, the antenna and the radio wires that are needed for it. And I just go pick a park. Now, obviously, being in Hazel Park, there are closer parks to me. I can do Mayberry over in Northville. I can do Belle Isle down in Detroit. I can do Wetzel State over in New Haven. There's a few Bald Mountain up in Lake Orion or near Lake Orion. That's one of my favorite ones because you're up high, so your signal gets out better. But really, I just do it because I'm out in nature, and it's like just something different. I got to tell you, it really helps. It really helps to if I'm in a funk or something like that. It's like, you know what, I'm gonna go and just do this, and I always come back feeling better.
Well, that's what it's about. You know, you got to do things that put a smile on your face. Absolutely. I moved out here in the woods, you know, to help with my sobriety and mountain bike, and radios was something I did when I was younger as well. So I guess I'm reliving my childhood. Over.
Well, it's funny you mentioned childhood, because I actually am into radio because of the experiences I had in my childhood. My dad is, well, he's still around, and he is also an amateur radio operator, and I got to grow up with him, like, you know, participating in a contest, doing, you know, code, you know, like, you know, doing the Sci-Band and stuff like that. So I was about in my 20s when I got my license, and I just didn't really have, I just wanted to get it just to have it, even though I didn't really have the property or the money and stuff like that, because I set up a station. So I just kind of kept it renewed for a while. Then I was approaching, like, you know, I was getting to, like, you know, late 30s, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to get back into this. That was a few years ago, and I'm kind of, you know, and then, of course, you know, we all know what happened in 2020. It came in real handy at that point.
Yeah, copy that. My experience as younger with amateur radio was, like, really amateur, like CB radio. Recently, I kind of got back into radio. Injury, got mountain biking. Got a hernia right now, so I'm not doing any biking. But also, just, you know, for prepping reasons, and also just to, you know, get to know who's in my community. Like-minded people. Over.
Yeah, that's a good way of doing that too. You know, and that's part of it. You know, too, when you go out to these parks, you know, you walk by, and you're like, what is all this stuff? What are you doing? You know, and then I you know, not all the experiences have been good, of course, you know, but like of the vast majority of the interactions I've had have been positive with the people who have seen what I was doing out there. But yeah, as far as you know, and yeah, bummer to hear about the hernia. I hope you recover from that and get back out on the bike. You know, I wife and I have done some street biking and stuff. We never really got into mountain biking or anything like that. At some point, if you get better bikes, you might do that. But yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Mike.
I think the 11 meter crew is with us tonight. WRB 892.
Good evening, Mike.
WRB
448. I was getting into the music.
Jack out there, WRG
488.
What's going on, Jack?
Hey, how are you, sir? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Just we're having a little talk about the parks in the northern country and some other stuff. So that's how it is over here in Hazel Park.
Yes, sir. Anyhow, how's it going?
All right, I guess I'll pick that one up. It's going pretty good. Send it back over to, I'm not great with names. The one guy up by Flint. Go ahead, take it.
Yeah, this is Kurt, WRPB 448. Hello, Jack.
Hey,
IEG 48. He's playing some Bob Seger, it sounds like, and it isn't me. Maybe not Bob Seger?
Go ahead, over. Don't worry about over. That.
Pulling up the online right now, trying to figure out where it's coming in from. Looks like it's coming in from, honestly, I don't know.
Oh, it got really quiet all of a sudden. I would really like to try out this Parks on the Air sometime. I see a bunch of videos on YouTube. Over.
Yeah, you got a few people that do. You got Codeways and Wires, that's Walt K4OGO, is on the East Coast. And then you got the West Virginia guy, Ham Radio Adventure guy. That's James KEAPZN. Those are the two that we see popping up. There's a bunch of them out there.
Yeah, copy that. I've got another GMR operator up the road for me, and then on my road I've got a ham radio and a GMRS operator as well, and he's got the portable telescoping mast and all of that fun stuff, so maybe him and I will get out and try that. Over.
Man, yeah, sounds like it could be pretty fun. All right, I'm gonna jump back out for a minute. I got a couple things I gotta take care of here, and then I may be back later. But good to hear you, Kurt. Good to hear you, Jack. This is WRVA 982, or since we were talking about ham radio, I'll do Whiskey Radio Victor America 982.
Whiskey Romeo Papa Bravo 448. I'll be clear. Hope to speak with you again soon. Have a good evening.
Well, Mike, to hear from you, and you take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG 48. We'll talk to you again.
Have a good evening, Jack. WRPB 448, clear.
You take care and you have a good evening. WIUG 48. Station 816. Station 816, WIAG, you out there?
Whiskey, Robert, uniform, George, 844, you got a copy? You are. Whiskey, Robert Frank, King 359, Robert Downriver. North side of Wanda, Whitby, Alex Rivers. Everybody have a good night.
Hey, you, Jack.